All right, so let me ask you guys a couple questions. How many of you guys have a cell phone and text a lot? Raise your hand. All right. Are the texts normally long and complicated, or are they normally kind of short, like just a little bit at a time? You know, short? All right, well, that's good. Okay. Because most of the time, unless you're a teenager and have your phone in your hand 24/7, you're not going to spend a whole lot of time texting. You're not going to spend 3 hours having a conversation doing this, right? Because that's what a lot of people my age do. The point is that texts aren't meant to be really long. They're meant to be kind of short. In fact, studies have shown that if you meet a new person or if you start a new relationship and you text them a lot for a while and you get to know them that way, that when you meet them in person, it'll be awkward because you've learned all this stuff through text without having face-to-face conversation. And I've experienced that myself. So the point is that texts aren't normally meant to be really long. They're meant to be short. So what would it look like to text God? To not really have a long conversation with him, just a little one. Hey God, help me with this. Or hey God, thanks for this food, and you know, that's it. Not really spending a lot of time. To only communicate with him every once in a while and not really take the time to have a real deep conversation. Where would that leave your relationship with him? Would you get closer to him that way, or would you get farther away from him by doing that? Think about what that would do to a relationship you have with someone here, whether it's a parent, a friend, a child. What if you only talk to them every once in a while, say once a week? What if you only talk to them once a week? Would that be a very good relationship? Probably wouldn't. You probably wouldn't be as close as you would probably want to, right? In order to have a healthy relationship with someone, you know, you've got to have a good communication, you know, habit. You've got to be in communication with them on a regular basis. It's the same thing with God. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says that we should pray without ceasing. That doesn't mean that you walk around and pray and don't talk to anybody else and that's the only thing you're doing. It means that we should have a prayer as a habit. It means that we should be in a state of prayer, to always be in tune with what God might be saying to us, to always be listening to what he might be calling us to do, and not just every once in a while. It means to be setting our minds on him and on things above instead of, you know, everything else and neglecting that. As Christians, it's imperative that we do this in order to stay close to God. Psalm 34:8 says, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him." And in the verses that Hunter just read, I'm going to read them again. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. It says, "Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If needed, you have tasted that the Lord is gracious." I want you guys to think about the times that you've spent alone with God, that it was just you and him, that there were no distractions, you didn't have to go and do other stuff at the same time, that it was just you and God, that you felt this closeness with him, that you had this intimate conversation, that nothing else mattered to you at that point, but it was just you and him. You tasted and saw that the Lord was good. You made that time to pray, to read his word, to be in worship, to put him first and let everything else fall by the wayside. You took the time to be in communion with him. And wouldn't it be nice if we could do that all the time? If we didn't have so many other things to do and we could just sit there and just pray and worship and just spend that time. And we didn't have to worry about, you know, clearing our schedules or anything like that. A lot of the times we get busy with other things and we neglect to spend as much time with God as we probably should. You know, we have all of these other things to do and we have to leave God over here. Like, oh, God, I love you, but let me go help my kids. Let me go do this work. Let me go do all these other things. We spend so much time away from him doing, I mean, they're good things, but we spend so much time on them, we neglect to give God the time and the love that he deserves. What some people don't understand is that when you turn away from God and you have all these other things going on and you spend a lot of time on it. You put your heart into it, and you leave God over here. When you turn back, the relationship's not going to be the same. You don't just stand there. You turn away for a week, 2 weeks, whatever. And then you turn back, oh, hey, God, all right, let me pick back up where we left off. That's not the way it works. You're not stagnant in your relationship. When you turn away and go do your other stuff, the longer you go without talking to God, without being in His Word, the farther you go away. And then you turn back around and be like, what happened? You go to church again that Sunday after it's been a couple months. You open up your Bible after it's gotten dust. You finally pray and you don't even know what to say. That happens. When we let other stuff get in the way of what's really important, it messes everything up. And we turn and we look back and we wonder how it happened. You know, God, why did I put all these other things above you? Why did I not take the time to pray? Why did I not take the time to give you the attention that you deserve? The verses out of Peter tell us, just like newborn babies desire milk and they need milk, we need the Word of God and we should desire the Word of God. This is the other part of the relationship. Praying is you talking to God, and then you reading His Word is you listening and paying attention to what He might have to say to you. It is vital to your relationship with God that you spend time in His Word, and more importantly, that you meditate on it, that you let it change you, that you pay attention to what it's really saying, and not just reading it. You can read the Bible as much as you want to. You can read as much as you want. But if you don't let it change you, if you don't really pay attention to what God might be saying to you, then it doesn't really matter. I remember in one of the times at Kaleidoscope, whenever I went, there was a little kid, which we were all little, it was middle schoolers. But he said, I've read the whole Bible twice. Everybody was like, okay. And the youth leader was like, okay, that's good that you did that. But do you understand a lot of what it says? Did you meditate on it? Did you put it to heart? He's like, I don't know. I read it twice, though. He's like, okay. We can read as much as we want. I think God would rather you read two verses and let it transform your whole day than for you to read 20 verses every single night and it do nothing. And so, just as newborn babies need milk, we need the Word of God, as I said before. Think about newborn babies. They'll cry they'll let you know when they need milk, right? They'll let you know when they're unhappy, when they need food, whatever. What if a newborn baby only got fed once a week? Let's make it comparable to Sunday. You go to church once a week, feed the newborn baby once a week. Would that newborn baby be very happy? Would it be a healthy baby if it was only fed once a week? Being that young, it might not even survive if it got fed once a week, depending on the situation. And so, thinking about it like that, if you only come to church a couple times a month, or let me change that. If you don't spend time in God's Word during the week, and you only come to church, and that's all the God you get, that's all the praying you do, that's all the worship you do, that's the only time you open up your Bible, where is that going to leave your relationship? Where is it going to leave you as far as your closeness to God? Just as a baby needs more than feeding once a month, our spirits need feeding more than once a week. And so it is vital that we spend that time in God's Word in order for our spiritual life with God to be healthy. Otherwise, we're neglecting it, and it's not going to be good. And we can't expect to be close to God if we don't spend that time in His Word, if we don't spend time in prayer. We need God's Word just as much as the baby needs milk. We need His Word in order to stay close to Him and build that relationship that He gave up so much to have, for us to be able to have with Him. We need His Word to go out and change the world, to be active disciples willing to bear it all for Christ. How many of you guys here haven't really prayed and talked to God in the past week? Few weeks. Month, even. You just come to church, and that's all of God you get every week. Or worse yet, you rely on the church to feed you, and then you miss a couple Sundays. Or you haven't been in a couple months. Where would that leave your relationship? How do you think that makes God feel even if you think about that. As much as he gave up watching his son die so that he could have that relationship, and you say, God, you know, I got it. I don't really need to come. I can miss a couple Sundays. I can miss this event. I can miss this and that. I've got my own stuff to worry about. How do you think that makes him feel? You know, we put so many things before him a lot of times, and there are great things most of the time that he wants us to enjoy. But when we start putting those things above him, that's when it starts going downhill. He deserves more than that. He deserves more than every once in a while relationship. He deserves more than I'll call you in a couple weeks relationship. God wants to have an intimate and personal relationship, and he also wants a relationship that causes action. He wants us to be so in love, so involved, that we're willing to go do anything for him. We're supposed to go out in the world and make a difference in the name of Christ. Every single person here has gifts and talents that God has given you to use. And we're supposed to use those gifts to go out and proclaim his name, to do amazing things. It doesn't even matter what your gift is. It could be as simple as talking to someone, encouraging them. God can use every single one of you in amazing ways if you let him. And the whole point of having a strong relationship is being able to go and do those things, to be able to go and witness. If you don't have a strong relationship, how do you think you can bring someone else in? How do you think you can witness to someone else if you don't even have that yourself? You can't. You can't tell someone something, you can't talk to someone about something that you don't really know about. A part of that plan that God has for us is to be in communion with us, to be a part of our lives. God loves us so, so much. We say we love him back, but do our actions reflect that? Do a lot of the things that we do concerning God, do they mirror what we do for other people? Do we make appointments to talk to God? Do we set aside time in our day for God? Do we really care about what he has to say to us? You know, a lot of times we care more about what people have to say than what God might have to say for us, right? And the most important thing is that our perfect Father loves us. And he yearns every single day that we build that relationship. And in many cases, start that relationship with him. He gave up everything so that he could know us. Are we sacrificing anything to make that time for him? God doesn't deserve occasional texts from us. Hey, God, how are you doing? Okay, cool, let me go do my other stuff now. He deserves a phone call. He deserves open ears, open hearts, open minds. Are we going to give that to him? Or are we going to go off and do our own thing? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day, and I just thank you for this opportunity to come and speak. God, to talk to people about you. God, I just pray that everyone here would have gotten something, Lord, from that message, that everybody would go home and spend more time in your word. Spend more time in prayer. God, put the priorities where they need to be. I just thank you for what you've done. God, for giving up everything to know us. And I just pray that we would sacrifice a little bit more to know you better, to spend more time with you, God. In your son's great and holy name we pray. Amen. The hymn of decision is hymn 593, Here I Am, Lord, in the hymnal.